You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WGHKLL and mobile.
WGHKGL, mobile, as always, lurking.
WADD.
I'm still here too. KCKJO.
I'm just in and out, playing around with my node.
I'm just trying to get on the Goldarn Freeway over here in Flint. They shut down part of 69, so I had to go the long way around. Forever.
Yeah, stay away from 94 by the airport, just east of the airport. Not a good situation down there either.
Oh, I can imagine. Either picketers or something's going on.
About all those woods between the eastbound and the westbound lane. And they're doing a major construction project down there, and they've got it cut down to two lanes. And it's really a traffic nightmare.
Oh, yeah, I saw that either earlier this week or last week, you know, buzzing by there, yeah. Cut down all those trees for no intents and purposes.
Yeah, I'm not a tree hugger type person, but Marion was telling me it, like, destroyed a whole bunch of wildlife, and they just did it. So, I mean, I don't know what the right answer is, but I guess it was kind of a mess for quite a while.
I have a feeling there's going to be a bunch of solar panels going in right there, you know, that's more important.
I think it had something to do with the highway, so they're trying to expansion or something down there. So, all right, but I got to step out. So that little lockup a little while ago on this repeater, that was me. I didn't know that my node was connected.
Hardly even noticed. All right, sounds good. I'll chat at you later. I'll be out and about. KCKJO.
I'll be doing a lot of driving today. I'll call you when I get on the road. WADD.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
WWK here.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KERWAW, are you here? This is W8RCY. Was somebody calling for me? I had my radio turned down, but I thought I heard RCY in there.
Good morning, Donald, N8WRO. Now, that was Sean calling for Phil. How are you doing this morning?
Well, at least I got the R part heard. I heard that, and I heard Sean's voice. I just wasn't sure if it was Sean. I'm doing good. We just had an inspection of our apartment. I guess we had a cucaracha infestation somewhere in the building, so they just did a sweep of the building. And they, I had four guys in my little apartment looking through the kitchen and the bathroom and behind appliances and everything for any evidence or spots of those little critters. But, nope, I'm good. And they were just exiting as I heard the call, so I just double-checked. Other than that, though, I'm good. I think my allergies are finally going to clear up with this weather, so it's all good. How are things on your end, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, it's good you got a team to handle that stuff over there. That's they're out in force to take care of that problem. Yeah, all good here. Looks like a good day outside, so I got my generator back. So I'm going to go out there and, you know, put the tent cover on it or the little canopy that it comes with and test it out and make sure it's ready to go for the next time it's needed. But I think I'm going to get back to it here. Donald, always good to hear your voice. I'll cut you loose now. N8WRO, after you. I will listen out, sir. You have a good day.
Yes, sir. I thank you, and you do the same. I hope all goes well with your generator. I just got to put everything back where it all belongs now. So it's like putting puzzle pieces back into, you know, your plates, your dinnerware, and things like that. You put stuff back in the cabinets. It's like a puzzle, and you hope all the pieces fit back in those spaces, and it's like, wait a minute, this is not how it's supposed to, why is this not fitting, kind of things. But, all right, you have a great day, and Sean, I guess I apologize to you because I thought I heard my call. W8RCY, get to put the place back together. Everybody have a good day.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY, testing. W8RCY, standing by.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8WOJ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Fast, 1, 2, 3. KE8WOJ. W8FU. KE8WOJ. Hey, Rick, I notice you're on 48412, like I said. I got the whole darn thing up and running today. So now, it's time to change the other number. And that'll be it. I promise, no more changes. Anyhow, 481002, and then you'll be golden. It's a transitional thing.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I just got rid of the other ones that I had that I shouldn't have been on, apparently. And the hub in downtown or Detroit there is kind of thing. So, cool. I'll switch to it right now.
Yeah, that'll be official for the FBI networks. 481-002. Now, if you want to connect to the Central Michigan UHF machines, that is 621, hold on, gosh darn it, 620-721, so that would be how you'd connect to them directly.
Okay, sir, thank you very much, I sure appreciate it. So are you done for the afternoon or for the weekend there, or you still got more projects?
I've got a funeral to go to tonight, or, you know, what do you call that, viewing? I hate that, sounds so weird. Anyhow, I have to go to a funeral home tonight for a very close friend of the family, and I'm just waiting. We're all going to meet there around 6, so, and then the rest of the weekend's
Probably going to try to get this all tidied up now that I'm on it, like a bird dog. I'm on point.
Okay. Next Friday, I got to go by myself to one KD4ZYQ. They're having a memorial service for him in Mount Clemens there. I think I sent you a message there, but anyway, it's Friday morning, so Lord willing there, if I'm I wake up and I'm not in too much pain or kind of thing, then I plan on going to that.
Yeah, that's right. So that'll be three Fridays in a row for me. Last Friday was the lady across the street. Her kids are my wife and I's age. But, we always knew her from around the neighborhood. Great, great, great woman. 95 years old, so she had a good long life. But that was last Friday. And then this Friday is their neighbor right across the street from us, and my wife's best friend growing up, her husband, too young, 60, I think he was a year or two older than me, so he's like 66, I think, and he's been battling cancer for 7 years, and finally took him yesterday, so I was surprised how quickly they got this all. They probably figured. Anyhow, so that's this Friday, then Joe next Friday, so. Man, honestly, are we getting to that age? Yeah, we're past it.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, sir, I think I'm already past it. And Fridays, I got Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, I got the physical therapy there, so it's going to be interesting. I think it's early enough in the morning where I can get there and do it and get back and get ready for Joe's memorial there, but I don't know if I have the energy. Usually when I get done with the PT, I come home and I end up napping for 3-4 hours. It's not for the meek, I guess. Or maybe I'm just real meek. KDWOJ.
Yep, maybe. Okay, anyhow, I'm just going down the list here. I got to get a hold of Brian. BPD, my buddy Steve and my buddy Mark and Anthony. Got to give them all the word. Slowly transition everybody from 48412 over to the new hub for personal notes. So, okay, appreciate it. W8FU.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the heads up there, and that should give you one spot to look for to keep an eye on everything there instead of having to look around at many different nodes there. So have a good one there, and hopefully talk to you over the weekend. KEHWOJ.
W8FU from W8RCY.
You already made the transition. You're on top of it.
Not only did you read my mind, you also just confirmed my question. That is impressive. All right. Go back to what you're doing, and condolences to your situation there, two in a row like this in your neighborhood. I get it. All right, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for your time. W8RCY.
No, Donald, I think you were the second private note on that. I connected up mine, testing it. It's never keyed up. But I noticed yours was the second one that popped up there. And the second, I guess, legitimate connection there. Mine was just testing. And I noticed that Rick's now joined over there. So all good. Takes time for all these changes to matriculate through. I got to get the hams over IP, Echo Link stuff. That's a little bit of a pain. I got to get that switched and some other various things. And then I got work to do it out at all the individual repeaters. Got to get them upgraded. So, but One step at a time. If I can get this hub knocked out this weekend, I'll feel real good about it. Rick, welcome back. And I'm going to jump out of here and try to get a little work done before the funeral home. W8FU.
Copy all that. And, again, thank you for your time. W8RQY, we're clear.
Yep, thanks, John. Appreciate it. You are one busy fella. Take care. Be careful. E-A-W-O-J. K-A-T-K-J-O. Hey, Tom, what's going on? On my way home from 25 in Gratiot. Nice, you'll be home. You're going to be home early today, huh? Oh, yeah. I left about 7:15 in Ann Arbor and then took care of that. And then went to Detroit, took care of that. And then went to 25 and Gratiot, took care of that. Then we did about a mile walk. And then fed the geese some pinto beans. And now we're on our way home.
Sounds good. It's nice for you on a Friday to be finishing your day that close to home, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a rare occasion. Yesterday I was in Petoskey all day, and we were supposed to go to Petoskey and then Cadillac. Well, Cadillac didn't pan out because we weren't done with Petoskey until 4, and then shot home, got home about 8, but I got on the net through Echolink, checked in and out. By the time I got home, I was pooped and hungry.
Yeah, there were a lot of in and outs yesterday. I was surprised. I think John was hoping for a few more people to take some of those questions, but I checked in mobile and just got caught up with all those other in and outs, and he considered me in and out, which was okay. So, yeah, that was probably one of the quicker ones. I think it only went about 30 minutes.
Yeah, it didn't last long, but my cell service was going in and out, you know, so I could try to hear it as much as I could.
Yeah, it can be pretty difficult. I know it's that's a tough one. Seems like most people are on HP trying to get into either FDI or into 7.2, and there's some pretty rough transmissions into that net.
You're connected.
Yeah, usually I don't go in through Echolink unless I'm not in the area. But I couldn't get back in time to get upstairs and or get on to my node. And if I got an all-star node, I got an open spot node. And then upstairs, you know, I got that big duplex Yagi that's in my attic. But right now it's running on this little radio until the FTM-150 comes back from the shop. And I'll probably put that one up there or put my Alinko back upstairs and put the other Yaesu in my newly named Panda Bear, as my aunt calls it.
That's a good name for it. That's pretty funny.
Well, black and whites like that in the UK are called pandas. And she goes, oh, that's a nice panda car. And I'm like, oh, that's what we're going to name it, the Panda. And she goes, so be it. So she named my, you know, my toy. And it's called the Panda.
That's a pretty good one. Hey, there's a, I don't know, are you an iPhone user?
Matter of fact, I am. Why, is there another app or something? Is that Groundwire?
I would imagine you could use Groundwire, I don't know, but there's an app called radar network to get into the repeater. So it actually works pretty well. That's in the morning when I am usually talking to Sean and Dakota and a few times you, and I have to get out of my car, I will often turn my radio off and then dial in on that app, and it works very well. I think, in my opinion, it works better than Echo Link.
And what's it called?
It is called Repeater Phone.
All right, I'm going to have to look it up.
Hey, Anthony, did you get my text?
Yes, I did. I'm going to have to update that in multiple spots.
All right, yeah, it's official. I got everything up and running. So I'm just going to drop everybody a text. Get it moved over to the new node.
Fantastic. Thank you. Tom, did I lose you, or are you looking for that app?
Nope. You didn't lose me. I was looking for the app and waiting for the red light. So I got it now. $8.
I'm over here on Jefferson and Masonic, and man, there was just somebody going bonkers. A little bit of road rage happening. Luckily, well, unfortunately, they turned off into a neighborhood. Luckily for me, they turned off away from me.
Yeah, lucky for you. And lucky for me, because I'm not in that area, thank goodness.
Yeah, I can't remember if that app was a paid app or not. If it was, it was not expensive. I can guarantee that, because I don't buy expensive ones. But you have to put in your all-star node, if I remember correctly, your number, and then you can just log into anything that, or connect to anything that has an all-star node on it. And it works fantastic.
Yep, it was like $8. I just downloaded it. I got to remember what my node is. I think it's 67430 or something like that. I got to look it up.
Yeah, you'll have to give it a try, and then it'll make it a lot easier when you're trying to get into the nets and things like that. I think you'll like it.
It'd be nice if you could do it with a DMR node. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think with the OpenSpot, through their software, you can do that with your phone into the DMR network. But I don't know. I haven't played with it that much. I've always just used my radio.
Oh, yeah, same here. You know, I got my 5550 here. You know, then I got my MD32 or whatever that is, and then, of course, I got my XPR6550 that I got programmed. So I got a couple ways to get into the DMR, of course. Like, I wouldn't be a ham radio if I didn't have it.
Yeah, those Motorola mobiles are pretty nice. I have a 4560 that Dakota programmed for me, but I have to get into it and change some stuff around and start learning the software so that I can program that stuff on my own. But it's sitting on my bench at the house in the garage, and I enjoy it. I think it's a pretty good radio.
Well, in the Panda, I got a 4550, and I got my Alenco in there right now. And then in my work van here, I got the 5550, and then my Fusion 310.
You know, the one thing that I've come to realize that is missing on an that are missing. There's a different purpose than ham radio and Motorola's are, but they don't have a last heard, and you can't put a whole lot of context in there, I feel like. Where I have an Anycone 878, that thing hit a whole 500,000 contacts and has a last heard, so if I walk away from the radio and you called out, and then I walk back, I can see you were the last person that was talking, and I can call out to you, assuming that you were still listening. So there's some good and bad in those Motorolas, but they function great.
Yeah, that 868 that you sold me, that's what Wyatt, CMRIDN, and he's using it. Hold on, I'll be right back, Anthony. KCKJO.
All right, I'll be standing by. KE8RUH.
KPR. Testing.
KE8RUH.
All right, I finally got my all-star node connected up to my repeater.
Sounds good.
Yeah, for some reason I wasn't connecting to my my cell phone hotspot. Had to do all kinds of rigmarole.
Nothing is ever easy, that's for sure. As soon as you think you have it figured out, something changes.
That's for sure. Hey, Sean, are you around?
He's
yes,
around
I am.
If he doesn't come back now, give him a few minutes. This is KERUH. I'm hopping out of the car. I'll talk to you later, Phil.
Okay, he jumped in there. There you go. So I was trying to call you on Statewide 1. I don't know if you didn't hear me or what.
I don't know. I've been kind of busy. I got to get to a funeral home. I've just been kind of running around doing some other stuff. I'm completely revamping the FBI hub and stuff. So I don't know. I may have been not paying attention.
Okay. So I did trigger on those.
You got kind of broken up there again.
Yeah, I said I did purchase those APX units.
All righty. What all did you get? Two RFX and a head?
Yeah, the head, the connect cable for the head to connect to the one of the units, the microphone, touchtone microphone, the two unit trays. The only thing I need is that jumper one. I've been looking around. I'm going to have to look around for it. If not, I'll have to probably order it off eBay.
All right, very cool. Yeah, that's a real hot ticket. If other things don't pan out, that's pretty close to what I would end up doing.
Yeah, and the controller's going to fit just real nicely where I had that Kenwood head. It's like almost perfect. So that will be cool. The only thing is I'm going to have to do speakers. He said, if I understand correctly, one of them I can put a speaker off the head. The other one has to go off the unit. And is that if I want dual receive? If I leave, just have one off the head, can I still hear one band at a time?
I just discovered that they can do this, so you're finding out as quick as I am. But my understanding is each one has its own speaker, and therefore each one will work you know, off its own speaker. And I don't know how the head works. I don't know if the head works like a select speaker, like whichever deck is selected, that audio gets routed there. And then, you know, that would be cool. And then the unselect speaker would be, you know, the ones that are connected to the body. But I don't know how it works.
I'll have to experiment with it. Oh, programming cable. Do you have access to those, or do I need to get one?
I mean, I've got them, and you're welcome to borrow one, but you probably are going to want one. So I would search for one if you find a good deal.
Okay, will do. All right, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll play around with them. I would want to borrow that HT deck if we can for a while, because now I have no P25 in the car. I pulled out the deck because it's on the table to sell both units. So until I can get this thing in the car, I'd like to borrow that back if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. No problem. So, see when you get back and figure out what you all got. Hell, knowing you, you'll have something different before Sunday. So let's not get too carried away.
Yeah, I think I blew my wad. I mean, I still would love to have a dual band portable, but not based on the prices I've seen. So I don't think I'm going to have anything else.
Sounds like a winner. Well, I got to get ready. We got a funeral tonight, or a funeral home to go to, and it's coming up. I got to start getting ready. Got to be there by 6. I new hubs up. You gotta add a line to your node stanza, so you can. You're gonna connect to a private node now. And so you got to just make, you got to add one line to the node stanza and repeater config, and then wherever you call it, you know, you probably call it the startup macro or something. So I appreciate you doing that whenever you got 10 minutes and can. And it's got to wait, it's got to wait. So I'm trying to get as much done to this as I can over the weekend here. I'm going to be burning on it, trying to get the new All-Star 3 local hub up and running. But you may or may not have any time, so don't consider it important.
Yeah, if you could just drop me an email or text or the details of how I need to, or what I need to put in, I appreciate it, and when I get a chance, I will do it. Yeah, I'm sure I can wait till I get back. Nothing's going to drop off until next week, right?
No, I'll keep the 437-32 hanging off of the new main node until further notice. So as long as you're connected there, you know, it'll connect from there to the new one. But I'll send you the info, and if you get 10 minutes, it's really 10 minutes. You have one line to repeater config under node stanza, and go to your startup macro and change the number there. So it's simple. Hell, you could probably do it on your phone. I'm not suggesting you do. I'm just saying it's simple. Is the point. All right, I'll get that off to you. Whenever you get to it, you get to it. If it ain't till you get back, that's fine too. All right, I got to get ready for this funeral home. WFU.
Roger. All right. Catch you later. Thanks. KAPR.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Dakota.
NADDF, W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K8, are you H?
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
CS. This is KR4LFV, Kilo Romeo 4, Lima Foxtrot Victor.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB3CS. This is KR4LFV, Kilo Romeo 4, Lima Foxtrot Victor.
Is N5RAD listening?
This is KG4BT looking for a radio check.
Hey, radio check, good evening. How are you tonight?
Hey, good Sal. Yeah, I'm just doing my, my radio check before my net.
Oh, you have your own net now? That's cool.
Yeah, you said.
Did you have a good week so far?
Yeah.
You don't sound too happy with that, yeah. School must have been terrible, huh?
Can you come again with your last transmission?
I said, the way you said, yeah, I said school must have been terrible this week.
Yeah.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 10 minutes. Please stand by.
Alright, yeah, same place to see South. KG4BT Clear.
Okay, W2SAL clear and standing by, waiting for the other youth to come in and check in, and we'll get started when the 8 o'clock hour hits. W2SAL clear.
See, yeah, I think I see you in Zoom here in a couple of minutes. Alright, same place to see South. KG4BT Clear.
You ID'd okay. When you came in, you ID'd. You were good. We only talked about 2.5-3 minutes.
KD3AED. Listening.
Go ahead, station.
PM, listening.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
EE2 ETF, looking for a radio check.
Go ahead, this is K1PM.
You sounded good there, Ivan. That would give you 5 DON.
KE2 ETF, clear.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, this is Vicki, K8ZKY with Usenet, and tonight we've got Gracious WT, River KR4GIP, and Ivan KE2GS. We do ours a little bit differently. What we'll do is I'll take some check-ins, and then I'll pass it on over to Grayson. And then Grayson will talk to you guys as you answer the question. And then it'll be River. And then Sal will take some check-ins, too. Ivan KE2EGS will be on the last one. He will also be logging. I have to admit, if you watch him, he's a pretty good logger. All right. So far in the text line, we've got WE4AU, WB3ILA, and AK4G, and W2RBC. Tonight's question, how old were you when you first flew on an airplane? We just need an approximate. All right. This is K8VKY, taking check-ins twice and slowly, please.
Tino Mike 7, Foxtrot Foxtrot Golf, KM 7, SFG.
Hey, 3 Demons review.
All right, we've got N3DQD, KA3DMS, KD3AJN, KM7FFG, WA5AIR, and I already went over the rest. We're going to hand it over to Grayson. And a reminder, how old were you when you the first time you flew in an airplane?
KA3DMS 22, and I jumped out at 8,500 feet.
First up, WE4AU, Tom from Greenville, Alabama. WE4AU, Tom from Greenville, Alabama.
Last station calling, this is Kilo Foxtrot, Whiskey Oscar Lima, KF0WOL. If you could repeat your call, please.
This is Grayson, KG4BT, currently doing the YouthNet. And if you, and we are calling any call signs, so please only come in when they all, we are calling for call signs. And I guess Tom is not with us, so WB3ILA, Stephen from Eastern Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Grayson, and hello to you and Vicky and River on the net. Yes, I remember it fondly. I was 1979. I was a high school and went to Florida. And flew, and it was, I think I took pictures every 10 seconds or so on the plane. So, yep, that's something I'll never remember, I'll never forget. All right, back to the net control. This is WP3ILA.
Audition for you, Steve, and next up, AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, hello, Grayson, and everyone on the YouthNet. Age 10 for me, and it was an airline called National Airlines, no longer in business, long time went out of business. The plane I remember was a trijet, which was a Boeing 727, no longer make those, I don't think. I know they don't make them. I don't think they even fly them anymore. But I was 10. And the year was 1969, so now you know my age, but it was a very memorable experience for sure, flying at 35,000 feet and getting to look at the Earth from that high up. 7-3, everyone. Hope everyone has a super fantastic weekend. From AK4G. Back to net.
Yeah, they don't fly the 727 anymore. Funnily enough, the Effie do still fly the 717. I know Delta Effie mostly flies them, of course, Boeing doesn't make them anymore. But 742 Jim, next up, W2RBC, Randy from West New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, and everyone on the YouthNet. My first flight was also on a 727 when I was about 20 years old. I went to New York City for an electronic show. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Hi, 732 Andy. Next up, A5 AIR, Charlie from Montgomery, Texas. W85AIR, Charlie from Montgomery, Texas. Are you with us?
No, I'm sorry. My wife was giving me orders, so I was paying attention to her. I guess the first time I ever flew on an airplane, I went to work for a big generator company when I was 21. And I had to fly somewhere to help them. I think I was probably around 24 years old. I was scared to death. They took me on that plane. I looked down and I'm like, man, I am way up here on top of the world. And then as I got older, I started jumping out of them. I jumped out of airplanes for 17 years and loved it. Anyway, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. I'm way down here in Montgomery, Texas. and I am on the South Coast Reflector down here. Everybody have a good time, and we'll catch you later from W85AO.
RB 742 Charlie, next up, KM7XFG, Dina from McNally, Oregon.
Good evening, and fantastic. Yes, McMinnville, Oregon. This is KM7FFG, and the first time I flew on a plane, I was about 13 years old and living in California with the family, and we went down to Disneyland for the first time, so that was pretty fantastic. Hey, I just want to say that you all do such a great job. Vicki, you should be worried about your job. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. 73 KM7FFG. Back to that.
All right, come please to you, Dina. Next up, KD40AJN, Anna from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Grayson, River, and Ivan, and Vicki. I was 29 when I flew on the first plane. I lived in Florida, and I flew from Florida to Pennsylvania. Everyone have a good weekend. KD3AJN.
Connected to CMN Network.
732 Anna, next up, KA40BMS, hey from, oh, I'm definitely going to mess up the city name, Kennewood Valley, Pennsylvania. KA40BMS, hey from Kennewood Valley, Pennsylvania. Just think it's not with us today. And VDKD, Ray from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Okay, this is N3DQD. Good evening, Grayson, Ivan, River, Vicki, Sal, everybody else in there today. I was 14 the first time I flew on commercial aircraft, and it was kind of exciting to me as a 14-year-old. We flew from Pittsburgh to New York and back in the same day. Back to net. This is N3DQD.
Some 42, wait, next up, N5LTC, Terry from Austin, Texas.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, Vicki, and Sal. I was 22, N5RTC, back to net control.
All right, here, give me a second. So please do tell me next up, W5LFL, Margaret from I'm definitely going to mispronounce that city name, Defiant, Alabama.
This is W5LFO, Margaret and Daphne. I was 8 years old when I had my first flight, and my dad was taking his pilot's license. Back to net.
Okay, nice. Some please to you, Margaret. Next up, K2AP, Joe from ECMT, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, Ivan, and River. Vicki on the line. Yes, my first time I ever flew, I was 19 years old, and I flew from New York City to Washington, D.C. on a thing called the Eastern Airlines Shuttle, and it was a Lockheed Constellation, which was an airline with an aircraft with propellers, not jets. So that was it. K2AP, back to net.
Oh, wow, that's a blasting pass. Yeah, it's like a knockoff MD-11. God. I don't think I'll ever see one, honestly. Nobody flies them anymore. I don't know if there's any that still... Oh, well, you guys can still fly. Anyways, next up, I'm going to pass it over to Vicky, K8BKY, to get some chickens.
Thank you, Grayson. You're doing a great job. This is Vicky, K8BKY, taking more chickens twice and solar plates.
November 39, that's Charlie, that's November 39, Charlie.
P-E-V.
Okay, 4G wants to know if Grayson has ever flown a plane. I meant to ask that earlier. Okay, 4G.
Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, KBA, POV, Chris.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra,
Ivan Miel,
KEH-SMN.
Miel, KJ-5, Miel, Jose.
All right, the GM repeater was hung up there, but it's stuck. So, and my page just dropped out. 1 second. There we go. All right, we've got N3 MDC, KD9 PEV, AK4G, and KD8 PLV, KD2 WGC, KE8 SMN, and KJ5 MEL. Was there anybody else? All right, we also had KE2 EDS, KJ5 FRE, and KE2 EGF. Over to you, Grayson. KG4 BUT for at least a few minutes, and then we'll pass it on over to River.
Alrighty, first up, N3 MDC Michael from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hello, I'm Grayson and everybody. Well, Grayson, this is going to be something I want to share with you and everybody on the Youthnet. I first started traveling by plane when I was 16 years old when I lived in Colorado. I flew from Denver to here to North Carolina when my dad was still living here. And this is going to be serious. I'm going to share with everybody. When I flew back to Denver, I got lost in the Denver airport. I didn't know where to go. And my mom had the whole airport trying to find me. Had pilots from other planes, airport security everywhere, you name it, they were trying to find me. And I found a security guard, and he said that they'd been looking for me, and security guard radio, they said they found me, and my mom finally got to me, and I tell you what, Grayson, that was my first time inside the Denver airport, and I forgot how big it was. But now I know my way around that airport since I lived there so many years, but that was real serious there, but that's how it was for me. I hadn't lived in Colorado that long. I had just moved out there. So back to you, Grayson, N3 MDC.
Alrighty, N3 CU, Joe. Next up, MDC, Michael. Winston, Salem, North Carolina. Wait, we really got you. Hold on. Yeah, we really got you. KD9 PEV, Caleb from
Wedgeson,
Wisconsin.
Good evening, Grayson.
First time I was on an airplane, I was 18, I was homeschooled, and I went out from Wisconsin to Washington, D.C. to go to my high school graduation. It was an A320, if I remember correctly. This is KD9PEV.
AC29, I've only been on Boeing is a 737. 742, Caleb. Next up, AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, Florida.
Grayson, I previously checked in. You seem to know a lot about planes for a young man. So my question for you is, have you ever flown on plane? Tell us your experiences. 73 AK4G, just a follow-up question.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA GBB monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KFA GBB monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
What you're trying to connect? Probably already connected. Welcome, Marky. Yeah, you had to drop the old one before. Welcome to the new hub.
Hi, Adrian.
Yeah. Hello, Mark. You found it.
Yeah, righto. So, yeah, through Superman, disconnect and then connect. Cool, it was easy.
Oh, yeah. It's easy peasy. So that other node will be eventually going away. By the way, your audio is very light. Very, very light right now. I know we've had that problem before.
Is it any better with the microphone closer to me?
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it's good enough. And it's significantly better.
35 business. Maybe I have to do that thing again through Supermod.
Yeah, which kind of puzzles me, because you shouldn't have to. Once, if you do that, and as long as you commit, you know, save, you shouldn't have to do it again. So that is weird how that's happening. Are you maybe doing updates? And could it be overwriting your settings?
Oh, I'm... just did whatever you you told me to do. Just followed your direction, that's all.
Yeah, it's just so weird that we get it, and then it seems to undo. So, but yeah, when you get around to it, not a big deal. Anyhow, glad to have you over here. Sooner we get that other one cleaned. I got a few more bookkeeping things to do. Phil's down in Dayton, so he's not going to be able to get his repeater pointed to the new hub until he gets back, obviously, and we got to get Steve to get his Lakeland, Florida node over on the new hub. Then I got a few other little things I got to do with some other Echolink and Hoyt and some others. I got to go through some rigmarole with them. But it's coming along quite well. I appreciate your attention to moving over.
Should I also check with my Echolink to make sure it connects to it?
So I don't have that converted yet. That's one of the tedious bugaboo things I got to do. Right now, if you connect via Echolink, it's going to connect to the old hub, and then I have that node connected up to the new hub. So nothing will change in your end. It's going to be going to the old hub until I can get that worked out. It's tedious, so, and I burn out for the night. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll go get a beer and catch my second wind.
Very fine business. Okay, sir. I'll let you at it. I got to get back at practicing. 73, and thank you. And it IJ.
Yeah, okay. If you've got any scripts written or any auto startup routines or anything, just to modify them with this. This is the new number, and that's not going to change. So I don't foresee any changes in that for the long term. All right, catch you later. Thanks again, W8FU.